traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
And he's going to catch it between his thighs. Holy shit!
Oh, holy fucking
my God!
Steve-O has fucking created a mangina!
He's done it! Can someone start me off with like one of those casual conversations we do to start the
podcast? And then I said to him, rectum.
That's play. Yeah, welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Guys, we are popping the fuck off right now.
Popping.
So thank you to all the new listeners and viewers. If you are not subscribed to Impulsive, make sure to do so wherever you listen to podcasts, whether it's on Spotify, iTunes, or YouTube, etc. We also do extended audio Q&As only after. So again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, make sure to subscribe.
Why are you wearing shades right now?
You are also wearing sunglasses, so shut your mouth.
True.
Just being quite honest with you, people watching, it was a long night, and I'm a little tired and hungover. So anyways, guys, we have a very, very special guest today.
Huge.
This could be the best podcast in the history of mankind that we've ever done.
True.
Of all time.
By the way, is this number 10?
Ooh, I believe so.
Podcast number 10.
So.
Perfect.
We are beyond the threshold.
Double digits.
We have made it, boys.
Oh, we're cleared. We cleared it.
Yeah, we're clear.
We're going for the stars, dog. I'm telling you, this is going to be the biggest podcast in the world. I'm not just saying that.
Speaking of stars, who's the guest?
The guest today is definitely a star. Guys, I want to introduce you to the acrobatic phenom, the sergeant of the South Korean Coast Guard, physicist, and the man who inspired me to start doing stupid shit. It's Steve-O.
Stop. Holy shit, it really is. Steve-O.
I've waited my entire life for this. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, yeah, right on, dudes, right on.
Hey, how you feeling? How you feeling, Steve?
I feel pretty good, man. I just have like weird fatigue, man. I'm tired a lot.
Like,
I think it's got something to do with years of drug and alcohol abuse and a lot of concussions.
Really? Mm.
How many concussions, by the way?
If you're talking about times when from being hit in the head where like I blacked out, I think I can count 5.
You hate to see that.
Yeah, that's a good chunk.
That's not as much as I was expecting.
I was thought
expecting
he was like,
it's more than I'd like to hear.
But I think he...
but then again, I recently went into it's called Peak Brain Institute.
Where
they were checking for damage, and they said that all things considered, that I was in really much better shape. They said that they were ready to see it look much worse.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I'm also a bit lethargic today for different reasons. Mine involve mainly just sex, lots of it.
Oh, good.
So much so that do you read?
Sure.
Have you read The Giving Tree?
Where is this going?
The Giving Tree, sure. Yeah, I remember that one. And then he's old and he's sitting on the stump, right?
Stump, yeah. So it was one of those situations where you have so much sex that at the end of the night, I was like the stump at the end of The Giving Tree. Like, I have nothing left to give.
He's been stumped.
Okay.
I have no more to give. And now I'm tired. I was up till 5.
So what made was it with a new partner?
Yeah, man. It was, you know when it's you new girl.
You know, it's partners, by the way. There is plural. I'm not gonna lie.
So
it was just one of those nights, man.
All right.
But it's good. But Steve-O, dude, you are an extreme inspiration for me.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
I'm so glad you were able to come on the podcast.
I was happy to do it. I heard from Amanda Cerny.
Oh, shit.
She said, hey, Logan wants to have you on his new podcast. And I said, fuck yeah.
Amazing. And Adam,
fuck yeah. And then, like, I figured that it would be an interesting experience. And then I thought, you know, I'm interested to talk to this guy. And to show up here and see this absurd playground. It's like a millennial male Pippi Longstocking with like a fucking compound. There's like,
it's crazy.
It's,
yeah,
it's pretty epic.
Yo, you've been to Pastrana's house, yeah?
I have not, but
similar,
there are
but for YouTubers.
There are plans in the works for. I got a whole thing I want to do with porta potty on wheels.
Oh God Almighty!
Like starting with like a porta potty mega ramp. Like,
that's amazing.
And then we just shove the fucking porta potty off a bridge.
Is it going to be functional? Like,
It'll have a roll cage inside with a 5-point harness. And,
but I mean, can you actually go to the bathroom while it's rolling down a hill?
It's gonna for the final one, and it's going to be expensive. But what I want to do is, you ever see what Evel Knievel when he tried to go over the whole Snake Canyon, whatever?
Yes,
and
yes.
Like, he was supposed to make it to the other side, but he didn't. And so it like right in the middle, like this parachute deployed and he went all the way down into the canyon, which if you ask me is even fucking cooler than that's if dope, he made it. And it was the thing that ruined Evel Knievel. But what I so badly want to have, like, if it's on a fucking rocket or whatever, but like, I'm in the porta potty. It's filled up with poo. It's right side up,
yeah,
you know,
yep,
and like
for sure.
The rocket fucking goes blah and shoots this porta potty out like into the Grand Canyon. And then it's as it's falling, like the parachute comes out, but the parachute's attached to the bottom. So it goes upside down. So all the poo's falling down as I parachute down into the Grand Canyon. Now, a lot of people would consider that like sort of a redo because I did the porta potty bungee, but I think that's next level.
Yeah,
I think that's bumping it up enough.
Have you ever considered engineering? Because what you just described is 100%
I'm engaged, and my fiance, her cousin, just happens to build like roll cages. He's an engineer, and he builds roll cages for trucks and stuff.
Has Elon Musk ever?
Yeah, I was just
going to
say.
he needs some help.
The rocket part, that's not a bad idea.
Yo, Elon, call for help. We're making it official. On impulsive right now. Send Steve-O
rockets
to space in a rocket porta
rockets
potty.
Like his rockets can land on the on a platform floating in the water.
Yeah.
If anyone can make this happen, bro, I think it's us.
Right.
Steve-O, who funds that kind of rolling shit? Like, who funds that shit?
I've been, honestly,
if you have investors, like when you're like, yo, I want to build a $100,000 floating shit station, who the fuck pays for that, Steve-O?
That's one of my more expensive ideas.
You don't say, man. Rolling shit's expensive.
Like, do you pitch investors? Like, are you like, hey guys, this week I'm building a shit roller.
I will be. Like, I've been working on this project. It's called Steve-O's Bucket List. And I have been just like paying for everything, justifying that because my new tour, the Bucket List tour, is like multimedia. So, you know, so I'll like do the bit and it's like a stand up show. But then I'm telling the story. And after I finish the story, then I screen the bit. And so I've been like paying for everything on my own. And ultimately, I want to have like a series with every episode is just like one bit per episode.
So you can't approach.
So I'm saving the expensive stuff for when I sell it. And
got it.
It's amazing. So you can't approach like Pepsi and be like, hey, you know what goes really well with Pepsi? Shit.
Porta potties. Rocket potties. Rocket potties.
It's genius. It really is.
You could try it.
I mean, there are, I wonder, like maybe suspension systems.
Like, is there a brand like, collab for that? Like, is there a collaboration?
I mean, because then, you know, the porta potty and the 5-point harness and whatever, like there's going to be like suspension for the seat.
Yeah.
So when we shove the porta potty over the railing of a bridge and I land in a body of water below, it's all about the suspension that's going to save me.
I told you there's a lot of engineering that goes into this.
Thing lands on the water, it's like that's the suspension that you want in your car.
Wow.
I don't know.
See, he's thinking about it the right way. He's thinking about it the right way.
Right.
I got a question.
Sure.
The O. What does that stand for?
Oh,
can I guess?
Yeah, go for it.
Orphis?
No, and it doesn't stand for anything. What it was is that when I was in college, like I was just that fucking asshole at the party, and like,
hey, Steve O,
yeah,
well, hey, Steve O,
no, it was Steve O, you know, like
Steve O,
people, because no one would scream Steve,
right?
And so they're screaming Steve O, and while I'm doing all this dumb shit at the parties. And then I remember thinking, like, because, you know, I fucked up in college every way you possibly can, man. I failed out, I got kicked out, and I dropped out. I mean, I was kicked out of the dorms.
How did you get in?
I was a reasonably okay student. Like, I did well on my SATs. I applied for early acceptance, too, so that helped me get in. In any case, so I bailed out of there, and the only fucking plan that I had was to try to become like a professional maniac, like filming stunts with my home video camera. And I was like, I'm going to be really serious about this. Everyone just felt bad for me. They're like, what a shame that this fucking loser thinks that's going to work.
How'd that work out for them, Steve-O?
Well, hey, man,
how'd that fucking work out for them, Steve-O?
I'm sure a lot of them like did all right. Maybe some of them didn't. But
they're doing your taxes, aren't they, Steve?
Dude, I was all in. I was all in, and I was thinking like, okay, I'm going to be fucking famous one day. I'm going to be famous. I know it. And the question I wanted to ask myself was like, but when I am famous, do I want to be known as Steve O? Like, that's fucking weird, man. Like, do I want or do I want to have my real name, Steve Glover? And
there's an O in Glover, I'm assuming.
And interestingly, when I was locked up in jail for my second DUI, I had a 10-day sentence, and then I got my hands on some paper and a fucking pencil, and I was like writing my memoirs in March of 1996, and it started the first fucking page I wrote. They call me Steve O. I'm thinking about switching back to Steve Glover because now I've kind of begun a career, mm-hmm. and I don't know if I want a nickname when I'm famous.
It's something to think about. We've all been calling you Steve-O this entire morning.
Sure.
Do you enjoy being called?
Oh, I have no fucking preference.
Can we switch to Mr. Glover?
I really don't give a fuck.
I prefer Mr. O.
What about the glove?
Yeah, whatever you want. You can call me anything you want. I really don't mind.
You said you wrote a memoir.
Well, I did. Yeah, like many years later. Like the jailhouse memoir was 22 years ago, but I had a real memoir.
It's called Steve-O, Professional Idiot.
Professional Idiot. Yeah,
I feel like I can relate to that.
Well, thanks,
Same.
Man.
I want to read that, but I can't read.
The first time I was.
pictures.
Is there pictures in it?
I'm writing this fucking jailhouse memoir in March of 1996. And, like later that same year, I want to say June 1996, it was like they had some contest for I heard it on the radio. They're having this talent contest. And I call up the radio station and I'm like, yo, I want to sign up for the talent contest. They're like, what's your skill? I'm like, I'm Steve-O, the alcoholic gymnast. And so I'm going to get visibly fucking shit-faced.
Great combo, by the way.
Yeah, incredible. I was like, I'm going to get visibly shit-faced before the crowd's eyes. Like, I'm going to drink more alcohol than can be fucking believed. And then I'm going to be like blowing fireballs and doing fucking acrobatics. It's going to be epic. I'm Steve-O, the alcoholic gymnast. And so they got me on the show and like they brought me out and I shotgun like back to back two beers, like, you know, throw it down. Yep. You can hear it empty. It's going great. They bring me back out like every other act, you know, like I come back out, I shotgun more beers. I shotgunned like 10 beers during this show. And each time I came out, the crowd was just more. So they just wanted to see me get fucking loaded. And the whole crowd, it was like 700 people. And the crowd's going like, Steve-O, Steve-O. So they're chanting. Oh. And I'm thinking to myself, even drunk as shit on that stage, I'm thinking to myself, dude, I like the way that sounds. And I like it. And I knew that if I said my name was Steve, there would be no chance.
Steve.
Oh,
Steve.
Yeah.
There would be Steve. Steve. Or like, what if it was Stephen Glover. Stephen Glover. Stephen
Glover. These are names that are chanted at the office party in Christmas time when you're telling a guy to drink a beer. Like,
Not
do backflips.
They're like, it was thunders. Steve-O. And then it was fresh in my mind. Like, do I want to have this nickname? Like, and that just answered it for me. That answered me. That I said, fuck it, I'm committed. So I committed myself to Steve-O. And in hindsight, it was the fucking smartest thing I ever did, man. Like, if you look at like the guys from Jackass, you know, the names that you remember are the absurd fucking names, like Bam, like Wee Man, you know, Steve-O, Johnny Knoxville is a pretty dumb name too, you know, like nobody who's like real name,
like Chris Pontius.
I only know him
because I'm like a fan.
Sure.
But Chris fucked himself because throughout the whole course of Jackass, he like changed it. He's like, I'm Party Boy, or I'm Chief Robert, or I'm Garbage Man. He changed his name so many fucking times, nobody could keep it straight.
He's an eclectic man.
Right. And you're a big fan, but I think that in the long run, it really served me well to have chosen a name that's just one word, easy to remember, like just fucking goofy and, you know, like boom.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So it was a good call, and thanks for asking.
Of course. That was a phenomenal brand decision. Awesome. If I do say something.
I agree.
So you mentioned Jackass. That's when I first heard of Steve-O and the gang.
How old are you?
So I'm 23.
23. Okay, were 3 years old. Well, no. Sorry, you were 5 years old when Jackass first premiered.
18 years.
Yo, maybe that's why I'm so fucked up, because I watched it when I was like 5.
Like, I was watching Sesame Street. Yeah. You were like, yo, I want to see Steve-O shotgun 4 beers and 4 staple goldfish. Balls to his leg.
You stapled your balls to your leg?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
What was that like?
Which time, you know? Like, there was...
More than once.
There was sometimes when the staple holes got infected... Like there was one time when I did this trick. It's called the double back, where like, you know, you flip your balls and your dick back and forth and back and forth, and then the backswing, you jump up and clasp and you catch it in a mangina. So it's boom.
I did the
double back after I did the ball stapling, and it ruptured some shit, and I woke up and like my balls were like filled with blood. That was
yeah. So what you just described was.
Basically last night. Not gonna lie, we've seen this very recently. The exact same thing happened last night.
When I was a younger man, I used to do double back flips.
Whoa.
Like, I would tuck the mangina, and with the fucking mangina, butt naked, then I would do a standing backflip. First time I did it, I thought I was going to rip my fucking dick off.
You could still do that, by the way. Age is a social construct, bro. Right? It's all fucking bullshit.
You're right. I could, but I probably would want to do it off, like, a ledge or something.
Where did you learn the mangina? Did you invent the mangina?
It was not a mangina, like a mangina. It's the double back, like when you flip it up and then catch.
How long have you been calling it?
Holy shit, that's amazing. For those of you who don't know, the mangina, correct me if I'm wrong, it's where you tuck.
I can't believe I'm going to do this because I've been really letting myself go. My buddies and I just had an intervention on ourselves because we're fucking flabby.
Yeah, for sure.
No, you're fucking not, dude.
No, it's all good, bro.
No, dude. It's
all good.
No, you're good, bro.
I'm on a diet.
You traveled a little bit too.
Go,
no worries. Steve,
I'm gonna perform the double back.
What?
No so what are you, way.
Hold up. What the fuck? He's actually...
Wait, you can jump from there?
No. I'm not going to do the double back flip. I'm too tall for there.
There we go. That'll work. Here? Yep, he's got it.
Here we go.
Holy here we shit. Go. Wait, once...
You guys are going to see the back burger.
This is happening.
This is fucking incredible.
I love you, Steve-O.
The back burger. We have the what best seats in the house
holy
right now.
Holy shit.
I got the best seat
I have
in the
a front
house.
Row seat to this. Okay,
here we go. See, we're flipping.
Wait. Oh, okay. Hold up. Okay, so he's hip thrusting. He's hip thrusting and his... His penis is bouncing up and down, and he's going to catch it between his thighs. Holy shit.
Oh, holy fucking God. Steve-O has fucking created a mangina.
He's done it, ladies and gentlemen. Steve-O has cut his mangina.
How do you top this? Woo! How do you fucking
holy
top this, bro?
Shit.
Steve-O just changed fucking genders on Impulsive.
Oh, my God.
Daddy, no
it
hands.
Is 2018.
No hands.
Wow. Do not assume Steve-O's fucking gender.
Wow.
Don't you do it.
Yo. Oh, my God.
I know you just touched your balls, but fucking shake my hand.
I didn't touch shit.
That was no hands.
Wow.
You didn't touch anything.
Oh, my God. That was amazing.
The view from behind, you're right. What'd you call it?
That's the back burger.
The back burger. Back
oh, it did look like
it
a burger.
It did look like a burger. It did.
Oh.
Imagine this. A restaurant named after Steve-O that serves the back burger.
I think it's...
I think about it.
Have you thought about this? Maybe that could raise money
about
for your tour.
The back burger, yeah.
Or your floating shit body.
Right. Yeah,
that could buy some rockets.
True.
Your floating true. Shit body. Yo, Steve-O, that was incredible. But when it comes to stunts, I feel like there's not a world where you can't say, "Been there, done that." You've done a lot of shit and stunts specifically.
Yeah.
So my question is, have you ever done a stunt where you did the stunt and then you look back and you're like, fuck, I wish I didn't do that stunt?
I live by the motto that it's better to regret things you have done than to regret things you haven't done.
Hell yes.
That's great.
Right.
Hell yes.
And I think that the truthful answer would be, in my personal life, there are decisions that I would want to have not made. In my professional life, the worst things were like the more notable.
Yeah, true.
So, as far as stunts go, the one where I fucking shattered my ankle, I could probably yep. done without. That didn't really, but now I have this cool, like... ankle mold with all the fucking screws in the plate.
Oh, that's
look
dope.
At this.
My boy Mike has.
That. See that?
I think
I got two plates,
a twin
20
scar.
Screws, bro. And then
you just got yours
well.
Out. Steve-O just got his out.
Hey, why'd you got the plates out?
Why don't you guys touch ankles? That'd be cool.
And we'll touch tips.
Looks
dope.
Like your plate was a little longer.
Yeah, I got a long plate, Steve.
Yeah.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
For big sure. old fucking
yeah, 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 for sure.
But yeah, no, I don't have regrets when it comes to doing dumb shit.
Really?
I actually, the real truth is that my regret is that I didn't do more.
Wow.
So it's actually I regret what I didn't do.
Wow.
Like when we were in India, they had a fucking gymnastics like balance beam and with hot coals, like an ocean of hot coals around it. And I was supposed to try to ride a unicycle along the beam. Of course, I'm not gonna make it. I'm gonna
Can
fall.
You ride a unicycle?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So there was a chance.
I'm not good at it.
What was it that got you? Was it it was the Kohl's?
It wasn't even the Kohl's. It was just like a committing to the uni cycle. It was just like I couldn't get over this mental block, and I pussied out. And ultimately we had the fire gauntlet, which was kind of my redemption. But dude, I was bombed, man. I backed out, man. I wimped out.
But maybe that's a good thing, because I'm sure there's stunts where to this day you are in physical pain. Like, even I heard Johnny Knoxville was like peeing out of a bag for a moment in time because of a stunt.
He had a lemonade stand.
That's what they called it?
He has a bag of piss.
I wouldn't want to get lemonade from lemonade
stand. The catheter would run his pee down a tube into a bag, which was like tied around his ankle. Yeah.
Is that ever
for like 2 years?
Is that ever the goal of the stunt, or you never want the lemonade stand?
No, I wouldn't care for a lemonade stand. No, and Knoxville, I think, like Knoxville didn't grow up like skateboarding. You know, like where like most of the rest of us grew up like skateboarding, and like so we kind of naturally like fell down a lot, and we got sort of good at falling down and like coordinated in a sense.
Yeah.
Knoxville doesn't have that background. So like when he like falls, like he gets like more hurt, you know?
Well, that's why it's so great.
Yeah. Yeah. His slams are
he
so
doesn't,
epic.
He doesn't know how to like fall. Right, and it looks real.
His slams are so epic. And I think that he's had some back problems.
Per capita, did he take the most hits to the nuts, do you think, out of anybody?
Per capita.
Yeah, how many per capita nut shots did he take?
I don't know. I don't remember. We've all had our share of nut shots.
You, Steve-O, you were always the guy that I think got things going. Like, you were that guy, right? Like, and Johnny would, I think, look to you a lot to be like, yo, like turn this up a notch, Steve, right?
I think everybody kind of took turns.
But like, how did you start to like cycle out of that kind of mentality of going way too far in life and in your career?
I don't know that I've cycled out of any such mentality.
Let me flashback for a second.
I know the back burger.
Put his dick in between his legs.
But I just mean like, you know, I don't know. But, you know, like even with your decision making in terms of, you know, drugs and alcohol.
Sure. Well, yeah, I mean, that's a different deal. Like, that's a different deal. And I almost didn't even really have a fucking choice in the drugs and alcohol thing. I just got to a point where the game was up. You know, like I could not continue.
I've been there too, bro.
I could not fucking continue where I was at.
Well, that became a big part of your story.
Oh yeah, big time.
And you just celebrated what, 10 years of sobriety?
Yep, March 10th, 08.
Yo, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Fucking awesome, bro.
Yeah, dude, pretty rad.
Did you tell me he ran a triathlon?
Yeah, you did a triathlon to cap it off.
As a celebration?
No, there was no connection between that.
Well, Spencer told me there was.
I happened to have done a triathlon after turning 10 years sober. It wasn't like motivated by
the media.
Yeah,
efforts.
Was there a final moment where you said like, I am never drinking again? Because I have those often, but I never ever follow through.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I had many of those myself, and it was only after Knoxville locked me up in the psychiatric ward, and then I went from there to rehab, that like shit got
real.
You know. Yeah.
You still friends with Knoxville?
Sure. Yeah.
Whole crew.
Yeah, we're all good.
That's awesome, man.
So on that note, have you talked to Bam lately?
I have, man. I was just asking him if he wanted to play helicopter chicken with me in Hawaii in February.
So what is that exactly?
Like one of us would, we each will hang from the legs of the helicopter dressed as chickens in the chicken suit. And the helicopter will just slowly, steadily like rise higher and higher as we're hanging by our hands. And then like when it gets to a point where like,
you're scared. It's
like we're too scared. Yeah. Like, okay, I got to tap out. I got to let go. Because there's going to be no possible way to climb back up on this. So you're going to fall one way or another. It's just a question of when you fall.
Wait.
And so
I want to go over the water.
I want to do this.
Over the ocean. Yeah.
I would also like to do this. Here's the issue. I'll never let go. Like quite honestly, I'll never let go. We'll be thousands of feet in the air. And I feel like
we'll bring parachutes.
You and Bam would have a similar like.
I can tell you straight up that I'm going to start
60 feet and then I'm gonna be like, and then I'm gonna be like, okay, Dan, I'm out.
That sounds like a broken femur to me.
Yeah, no, I mean, I did a gainer flip off of the Hollywood Reservoir Bridge, and I measured that at 58 feet. So
you really got to land correct.
Nice. Yeah,
I jumped off a waterfall that was 90 feet in Hawaii.
You want to land correct.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
So on BAM, by the way, just going back to that, how's he doing? Because he's had a notable, struggle with a lot of things.
Sure. I don't know, man. It's sad to watch, but the thing is that the stuff that I do, that like sober people do, he's not really willing to commit to that.
So, and have you, I'm sure you've talked to him.
I've talked to him. Yeah. He was in rehab, after being getting arrested for DUI fairly recently.
Yeah.
And I went out and saw him and I talked to him. And I feel like everything I said just went
you know better than anyone. It's going to be when he wants to. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah, of course. But yeah, I'm excited. I've reached out to him a couple times, and if I try to like push it on him, it's like, oh yeah, dude, you got to do this, you got to do this. And really, I'll just be pushing him away from it. So it's on his timetable. And if we get together and play helicopter chicken or helicopter sumo wrestling is another one that I want to do too.
Pretty much anything with the helicopters
are fun. Yeah.
Do you have a helicopter trick with your penis as well? Because that's
what I thought when you said helicopter chicken. Yeah. I thought your dick was going to look like a chicken.
My friend George has such a big penis that if he does the helicopter trick, he'll fly off.
Gone. We've seen it happen.
Yeah, it's careful. Yeah. You got to be careful with
Pontius
that.
Pontius is good at the helicopter. He's,
he loves swinging his dick around.
And the wristwatch.
The how much locker room activities you guys inspired in men's locker rooms is
I got beaten up by the surfer Christian Fletcher, because the Christian Fletcher's chick, like in a bar, I think asked Pontius what time it was, and he either wrapped his dick around his own wrist or he wrapped it around her wrist. I'm not sure which.
The dick watch.
Yeah.
Could it tell time?
That was just like a thing, and then but Fletcher thought it was me, so I was in a bar, I think it was the Viper Room, and some guys like, and it's loud, and the guy's like hey, like saying something, and I'm like, I can't hear it, and as I turn my head like that, just bang, boom, bang, just gnarliest,
wait,
just dropped me with.
Is that what this is from, dude?
No. That's from trying to get cauliflower ear with Chuck Liddell.
Why were you trying to get cauliflower ear?
Guys, I'm still trying.
This is a picture of Steve-O's ear looking brutally mutilated.
Yeah, it's like Mike Tyson bit it off.
Right. More than anything, it got cut. And, you can see I said in the caption, like, I really don't know what's going on. Like, it's like, hopefully it worked. Like, under all that glue. We glued it shut because it got cut open with a rat trap. And then I still wanted to continue on and shoot it point blank with a paintball. So,
what about your eardrums?
That just,
we don't think about that one. We didn't talk about that.
Sorry for interrupting there, but we used my ear as a golf tee. That was epic.
Hey, did that work?
It did actually. I thought my fucking ear might get ripped off, but
did Chuck?
Yeah,
Chuck Liddell, right?
Chuck Liddell, yeah.
He beats the shit out of you, but you're friends.
Yeah.
How does that work? I've seen him choke you out.
Yeah.
I've seen him try to cut your ear off.
Yeah, he's
that's what best friends do.
Yeah, we beat the shit out of each other.
We're in Peru and I was like, dude, I'm checking out his ear and it's all fucked up. And
what you saw.
Yeah, I really like that.
I want that for myself.
And I'm like, dude, do you think you could give me cauliflower ear? And he's like, if anybody else touched me that, I'd say that's fucked up. But for you, Steve-O, yeah, I'd do that.
And then what? And then he just starts fucking your ear up.
But I waited to kind of plan it out a little more. But dude, I'm going to show you the fucking the golf tee. I'll even let you today,
while you look up that video,
I'll let you share it with your fucking with your people here.
Is it on Facebook?
It's not. It's one shot that I forked over to TMZ, and they ran it on there. But they didn't even make the point that we were using my ear as a fucking golf tee.
TMZ, come on. Yo, make what? The fucking point.
Yeah, this, is, like, this is, no. Don't make the point. This is why we're on the come up.
And we'll make
the dive
point.
Into the stories. We'll make Tonight. The point. Right, subscribe fine. To Impulsive. Today alone, I saw you get a BB gun shot in your nipple. I saw you run around with your head on fire.
Uh-huh.
Your pain tolerance is got to be high as fuck, yeah? Or you still feel pain, but you just like, choose to ignore it?
Yeah, I do. I'm not. This one I'm not going to share, but check it out. Boom.
Wait. Is that a rat trap?
Yeah.
That's a rat trap?
Yeah, and that's why we had to put so much glue.
Oh, that's why your ear is partially missing.
See how the fucking...
Bro.
It just got...
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah, so it was... Can you, it was pouring.
Your face says it all.
Blood just squirted out.
Projectile.
Like, yeah,
it was... Dude, my whole ear got ripped open. That's why I had to glue it like that.
Can I just say that your ears look phenomenal.
Incredible.
Like, well, thanks.
They like literally two of the best ears.
Incredible.
It wouldn't seem as though those things have happened.
I know.
That is true. That is true, Mr. O.
It's
if that's your real name.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Steve-O, what do people that do stunts now? Because there's like a whole new age and era of stunt people.
Here,
this is the golf club?
Yeah, like, watch this, dude.
He still hit it.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, in my opinion, that's a stunt where I would look back and go,
I shouldn't have done that.
I wish I didn't do that stunt.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But apparently Steve-O never has that.
Dude, look at his ears now, okay. though. It's like
no ragrats.
It was all worth it.
No ragrats at all.
All right, here we go, dude. This is, you can see it. You can really see it go down here.
Steve-O, that helmet looks like it's made from a watermelon.
Yeah.
Oh, yo.
I blame
Chuck Liddell, man.
Boom. Nobody knew if my ear was still fucking attached, man.
What if your ear just went flying? Your whole ear came off.
It is distinctly possible, man. I thought it
and
might
the
have.
The T didn't go in?
No, my ear was the T.
Oh, it was attached to the T. Okay.
No, we just rested the golf ball on my ear. And when you can pull that footage off TMZ if you want to include it in the edit.
All right, perfect. Yeah, we will.
Yeah, cool.
But so to Mike's point, the younger generation, me included, were very much so inspired by what you guys did. What do you think about people doing stunts nowadays? Because I think there's few kids our age that are doing stunts that could even come close to living up to what you guys did.
I mean, it just depends. I think that, yes, a lot of stuff has been done. Also, I think that it's really... kind of a difficult thing to find that right balance where you can do really like reckless and like self-destructive shit and still have it be funny, you know, like you're really like gotta like sort of find that balance between like before you get too dark, but still you want it to be like really gnarly and insane. So the key is in A, not taking yourself too seriously. You know, you like people like trying to be like cool doing the stuff I do. It's not, you want to be able to like, you want to be able to not take yourself seriously and you want to make sure that there's something funny about what you're doing. You know, like using an ear as a golf tee is like kind of funny to me, you know, it's like, it's an absurd thing.
Right.
And it's not just like, oh, let's, you know,
but also the censorship that's happening on the internet as well. Like a lot of your videos on YouTube actually are age-restricted.
I saw like, it used to be like 3 or 4. Now I've got like 18 of them.
So
that's out of like less than 50 videos total.
Yeah. And so I'm sure kids want to do stunts per se, but are afraid of being censored, which obviously sort of sucks. So how do you to this day manage to stay true to yourself and do the shit you want to do while worrying and being conscious about social climate?
I don't give a fuck about social climate.
Yeah, fuck social climate.
I don't care about that, but, and I don't even care about censorship, frankly. Like, I got into like the YouTube, I mean, for me, when I became a YouTuber, right, and this was 2013, it was like it was like kind of soul crushing for me, you know, like because here my buddies and I have made like real movies that were like number one in the box office every time. And like then, you know, we haven't done that since 2010. And I was trying to get shit going on my own, like just by myself. And I just could, I'd go in and pitch TV shows and it wouldn't work. And I was like, fuck. And I was just like banging my head against a wall. And finally I was like, fuck it. I just have to like, I'm going to lose my mind. I just have to, you know, get in this YouTube thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking like that this is like, I went from number one box office movies to uploading YouTube videos, you know, like to me
when
that
you say it like that.
Well, I mean, I'm
starting to hate myself.
See you later, well, no, guys.
No. But, thank you for watching this episode of Impulsive.
Well, no, but like, I'm just saying that was in my head. Yeah. What I didn't understand, right? And I was like, you know, and this was at a time when Knoxville was making the Bad Grandpa movie, and we knew that was happening, but we didn't really kind of understand it. It was like, wait, it's a Jackass movie, like without the Jack. It was like, fuck, you know, Knoxville, like Justin Timberlake'd us. And now we're like gonna, now I'm gonna learn what it's like to be the Jackson 4, you know?
Yo, but I joke, but this all makes so much sense.
I was like, I mean, yeah. So I'm in this dark place. Like Knoxville's making a Jackass movie alone.
And now I'm a YouTuber.
And now I'm trying to make shit happen. And I had this show that I was hosting, like where we do mean shit to people while they were singing karaoke. And like I got all touchy about them using animals, and I was like, I won't fuck with animals anymore. And they were like, okay, great, we're gonna get a new host. So I lost that.
Damn.
I felt like I got fired from Jackass and the one TV gig that I had. And I'm in this like dark fucking place. And I'm like, I just got to fucking do. So I did some collabs, right? I kind of planned it out. I did it with Vitaly and Roman Atwood.
Which I saw both of those guys.
Yeah. And so by collaborating and driving traffic from both of their channels to mine, like I landed on YouTube like overnight. I mean, I
remember that. Wait, hold on.
I landed on YouTube like in a
wasn't your first video a fight with Vitaly or something?
That was the one that launched my channel. He like my first video on my channel was the condom prank. Which was pretty dope.
Yeah, that went viral.
I loved that one, you know. But so now so here where I was like, fuck, I'm making YouTube videos, like, oh, you know, like this is so sad and depressing, when it's not, you know, it's fucking, that's the way the world is now.
That's the way the world is now.
And like thank God I got hip to it like when I did.
And you've got how many you've got what, like four million?
4 million. Yeah,
I got like I barely ever fucking even like I post pretty infrequently. But the thing was that right when I launched my channel, all of a sudden I mean, I have my stand-up career, you know, I do like my live comedy tour.
Yep.
And so I was never like too worried about it. But the thing was that I only had agent representation for stand-up. And the rest, I was just like, I had nothing going on. And then when my YouTube channel came out, all of a sudden, like the big agents are like, hey, we want to represent you in the digital space.
Digital's
we want to represent you. Everything. So now all of a sudden I'm like, whoa, people give a fuck about me. And then I like signed with this agent. He's like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, oh, well, I want to do this. I want to do that. And he's like, done. And so then all of a sudden I had this like rebirth of my career, which I owe entirely to getting into YouTube, you know? And so I did that, I wouldn't post all the time, but when I posted, like, I like to think that I post dope shit. And then it got to a point where I'm like, fuck, like I'm just fed up with giving shit away. So a while back, I started kind of banking it, you know, like I don't like I film epic shit and I'm like, yo, like I'll show you. And like, but you know, I keep it under lock and key. So if people want to see like, and that way I don't have to worry about censorship.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to worry, dude, I just filmed this fucking thing. Like, this, and it's on my bucket list where it's like these are the stunts that I've had the ideas for so long, but like they were just so fucked up, and then now I'm just doing them. Like this idea of skyjacking.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Right? Like,
is that like masturbation in the sky?
Or is it stealing someone who's parachuting? Skydiving. No,
see, and that's, I have this irrational fear of roller coasters. I don't fucking like them. I don't want to go on a roller coaster. I don't want to bungee jump. And I definitely didn't want to skydive. Right? So like for years, my way to avoid skydiving was like people would be like, hey, you want to go skydiving? I'd say, no, fucking everybody does that, man. Like, I'm not doing it. Like, if I do skydiving, like the way I'm going to do it, the first time with the tandem dude strapped on your back, I'm going to be fucking butt naked.
Hell yeah.
With the fucking dude on my back. And I'm going to be furiously jacking off.
Yeah.
Skyjacking.
And I'm going to be jacking off. And like, and right when I'm fucking like on the point of no return,
are you talking about the parachute?
I'm gonna fucking jump out of there. I'm gonna leave the airplane as I'm blowing a load, simultaneously butt naked, falling out of an airplane, coming everywhere.
You're incredible. You're incredible.
And I fucking pulled it.
Somebody needs to paint that.
Wait, you did that?
Yeah, you bet I did.
What?
It's done? It's already made?
Yeah, it's in the can. What?
Are you about to show me this video?
I'm gonna take a piss.
I feel like we all need
going. Are you gonna hit pause on the? Is there such a thing as?
I'm also curious why y'all don't time your pisses to go before the podcast.
I actually really have to pee right now.
Why don't you go right now while Steve looks up this video?
Okay,
we're gonna take a short commercial break. This episode is brought to you by Maverick by Logan Paul. Use the code Impulsive for 25% off.
Whoops.
Oh, you have it? No, it's all right.
No, that was a different one.
I'm just, we don't have commercial breaks. Do we leave this in? Fuck it. I'm going. Yeah. I think we do. I'm just, is anyone else genuinely curious why the fuck they don't go before the show? How small are your bladders? You son of a bitch. We have the biggest guest ever in the history of Impulsive, and y'all are peeing together in a bathroom playing swords.
Irresponsible.
It's irresponsible. That's what it is. I've jumped out of a plane naked too, Steve-O.
Did you?
It was just, it was one of those things I felt had to be done. Except I didn't get the pleasure of ejaculating in the air.
You really did jump out of a plane naked?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's epic.
Hey guys, good to have you back on the show.
Hey, welcome back.
Oh, but also one more thing.
Fuck you both.
I had to pee bad. I was holding it for so long.
How did you both go in the same bathroom?
He's like, Logan needs you guys to pee at the fucking same time.
And so, wait, you really went at the same time?
We had to, because you force us, you fucking boss.
Yeah.
Hate you.
Someone's got to drive this show.
Did you find your skyjacking video?
This is only one angle.
I'm going to iterate exactly what I'm seeing about... Holy fucking shit. Steve was jumping out of a plane. He's jacking off and he's nutting. He nutted as he fell out of the plane.
How did you convince the guy on your back do this? Did he wear like a face mask?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's a good question. Goggles.
Right.
It's incredible.
That is amazing.
That's only one angle, dude. We had like 13 cameras.
Did you get a super slow-mo?
Oh, yeah. Mounted on the side of the plane. And I wasn't free falling yet, but I'm outside the airplane when I fucking came. The wind caught it and blasted it right into the slow mo camera.
Question.
How do you get in this? Like for me, when we skydive, I'm like nervous. I could not imagine getting in that zone.
That's the thing, like I said, I have this irrational fear. I don't fucking like it. And so that like the jacking off piece helped. Like because when I'm going, like there's no like it's like okay.
What like, were you thinking about, Steve-O?
Well, I taped a portable DVD player down inside the airplane, so I was.
What were you watching?
What porn star were you watching?
What's her name? Lee Raven.
Not Riley Reed, by chance?
Do you know Lee Raven? You do. So here's the thing: we've recently befriended one of the largest porn stars in the world. And I mean, she's amazing.
Okay? I haven't watched porn in a long time.
Me either. Porn sucks.
I've actually never watched it.
I made an exception for skyjacking, but...
Do you think skyjacking should now morph into sky fucking?
I've always wanted to do that.
Because I have, if you remember from a podcast not too long ago, an intense bucket list item that includes fucking while hanging from
the house from up.
Up. The movie with the balloons where the house lifts
off. Okay.
And so you have just inspired me to actually make that happen now.
Sky fucking.
Sky fucking.
Somebody actually did do it.
Don't you try to step on my dreams.
They did, and they got in big trouble.
I heard about
what?
I heard about Skydive 69.
That's censorship, dude.
But I didn't hear about sky fucking.
Yeah. Look it up. They did. So it's so not on YouTube at all.
You know what's interesting? So a lot of people would point a finger at you, and even me, I've had it done where they're like, yo, you're just doing a bunch of stupid shit in a row. Like, is that a good example? Blah, blah, blah. But when I was on Jimmy Kimmel, he said to me, you've done so many stupid things in a row that it's become a smart thing that essentially made you rich and famous. But are you ever worried that kids are going to recreate the things you're doing, such as jacking off out of a plane?
Skyjacking.
And hurt themselves?
I don't think that anyone's getting hurt skyjacking. And with regard to the rest of it, like, there was an outrage. Like, when Jackass came out, there was no YouTube.
Right.
And kids were showing up in hospitals, like, a lot, you know, trying to, you know, like,
by the way,
inspired by us.
I was one of those kids.
Right.
I fucked myself up. The first video I ever put on the internet was called Logan Does Stunts.
Okay.
It wasn't as, like, I didn't take my ball sack to my leg, but you get the point.
I mean, what I always said was, hey, man, like, I'm professional at what I do. And you know, and I would say it's not Tony Hawk's fault every time a kid falls off a skateboard.
You mentioned one thing, too.
It's true.
I think you may have tweeted it. I forget where I saw it. But you were talking about how, you know, you guys didn't go out of your way to, like, hurt other people. You were
right.
Hurting yourselves.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
I think
for
that
sure.
was an interesting perspective.
Yeah, it was always important to us to, you know, to not, like, we just try to make people, like, happy, and we don't target anybody in any negative way.
It was just a different time, Steve-O, too.
You know what
I always found, like, and I think back to it, like, when Jackass was coming up, it was at a time where, like, stuff like that, like, Jackass aligned so well with action sports. Like, you guys were tight with all of the action sports guys, right? And it was just a different time. Kids weren't sitting at home in their safe space, you know, watching like videos on their phone. They were out there fucking getting it. Like, I was jumping 40-foot tabletops on my Haro, you know, when I was 12 years old and breaking my fucking wrist, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a different world now. So, like, how do you, like, what do you say to the people that are getting involved now that are going to have to deal with that, like, censorship? Like, how do you, like, what do you do?
I mean, dude, I don't even have any advice. Like, you know, like, yeah. I don't think that there's a, yeah, I mean, like, a kid wants to be, like, a famous YouTuber. Like, I don't know, like, come up with an idea, right? Like,
it's a good start.
It's a great.
It's a, yeah.
I mean, like, what I think the catch-all advice for anybody, regardless of what it is they want to do, whatever you want to accomplish, like, the key is to start doing it. You know,
yeah,
just whatever it is, no matter what, start fucking doing it and, you know, expect to put a lot of time into it to get good at it. And, like, depending on how passionate you are and how hard you work, like, maybe you'll get pretty good at it and it'll work out.
Here's where this is interesting. As much of the crazy stuff you do, you're also an extreme animal advocate.
Mm-hmm.
You're a vegan.
I'm pescatarian these days.
That's what
Episcopalian,
I said.
Yeah.
That's what I said. But
I care about animals.
You got Wendy here with you right now.
Wendy.
Yo,
no.
this video went
Wendy,
crazy
go.
Viral
Wendy.
On Facebook.
Wendy, come here. Come here, Wendy.
Wendy, go.
Guys, Wendy is Steve-O's dog that
good
he found in Peru on the streets of Peru.
Girl. Come on, baby girl.
This animal is beautiful. She's regal. Oh, watch this.
I don't have any treats for her.
Oh, is she nervous?
You get up here. Give me a good girl.
She hops on his lap. did you see the video? I saw this video when it first went viral on Facebook.
I don't know if I saw it.
Where Steve-O talked about meeting Wendy in the streets of Peru, and she was the one that you resonated with, yeah?
Ah, oh, dude, I fucking love this dog, man. I bring her on every airplane, everything. I didn't bring her to South Africa because international travel is tricky. But everywhere I fly in the States, everyone on tour, like, I bring fucking Wendy.
She's amazing, man.
Yeah.
So you're involved with animal rights and you've been for a while.
I give a fuck about animal rights and you know, whatever. The thing with PETA, They're just really polarizing. I think their approach to the helping animals it sometimes can be a little counterproductive. Like, look at this last week. They were like, using the term bring home the bacon or kill two birds with one stone is as bad as racism and homophobia, and like using like slurs and like that. It just makes everybody laugh and make fun of them. And like, and then they have their demonstrations where they want to go and throw paint on people, where they're assaulting people. And then there's this whole fucking weird deal where they want to euthanize, like they actually kill, like they kill animals, like they kill dogs, like they euthanize dogs. If there's any question about that, like about whether the dog is in a situation that we're, they just judge, like, when in doubt, put the fucking thing down. Like, when in doubt, kill the animal. Like, I don't understand that.
Seems like that counterproductive.
The lady in charge of PETA, Ingrid Newkirk, like, wrote me an email, like, defending their position to, when in doubt, kill every fucking dog that you can.
What did that email say?
How do you?
Hey, just when in doubt.
It was just like she was just like
drop it down.
Like, and if there's any question that it could possibly be suffering, we kill it. Like, in whatever words. So,
What if they did that to humans? It's like, hey, man, you look a little shitty today.
Look like you're having a bad day.
You look like you're having a bad day, dog.
What happened to me at the beginning of the episode? I feel like shit today.
You would have been off. You would have been off.
I mean,
you look great.
Legally
now.
Obligated to say you look good, but you look like fucking shit, dude. To be honest with you, you're pasty.
Right. I mean, whatever. You know, like there's some people that probably agree with it. You know, not everybody's going to agree on everything. But with that said, my position with PETA, I've done stuff with PETA, but it's always on an issue by issue basis. Like I cannot give them a blanket endorsement for everything that they get behind because I don't agree with everything that they do.
I think it's pretty dope though to see what you're doing right now because you just got back from South Africa. Do you want to talk about the work you do?
It's fucking hilarious. Oh my God. One of the items on my bucket list was I wanted to just like take on trophy hunting. Like, these fucking assholes.
I actually feel very strongly about this. Same. I've tweeted about this before.
Same.
And I grew up in a hunting family. Fuck that.
Yeah.
What did you do? When you say take them down, like physically tackle them? That's something I'm interested in.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, this is an old idea. Again, it's like one of the things where I described like everything on my bucket list is so fucking absurd that it was never actually supposed to happen. But I've taken it upon myself most recently. This is my new project to actually go through with every fucked up idea like skyjacking. So now like this idea was like, okay, I want to take on trophy hunting by promoting tranquilizer darts, right? Like what if these trophy hunters, if it's so important to them to take a picture
why
shoot it with a fucking tranquilizer dart, take your picture, let the fucking thing wake up, why do you got to kill it? That was my thinking. So I'm like, all right, now I want to promote tranquilizer darts, so this will be fun. I want to like, I'm gonna line up with one of my buddies, like maybe naked, whatever, like we're at the track and field, just like any good race, on your mark, get set, poof, they shoot a gun. But for us, on your mark, get set, bang, they shoot tranquilizer darts into our butt cheeks at the exact same time, at which point we sprint for distance, right? We run as fast as we fucking can.
I would love to participate
So here we have like this epic, like high level, fucking hilarious stunt that's actually like serving a purpose of like doing like some good in the world, you know.
So
ostensibly we wanted to go out there to promote tranquilizer darts. We're like, let's go out there where the trophy hunting's actually happening. And the NSPCA, the National Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals in South Africa, we got a hold of them and they were like, oh man, really cool that you want to help animals, but we don't back promoting what's called green hunting. It's like when you shoot the tranquilizer dart, it's called green.
So they don't back that.
They're like, you know, that's kind of cruel to fucking animals as well. They said anytime with anesthesia, like there's inherent risks, you know. Yeah. Like,
but less risk than a 50 caliber bullet.
Of course. But they said if you want to know what we promote, if we promote leaving animals the fuck alone. Yeah. How about that? You know, like that's what we want to promote. Chomp.
So how do you make content out of that exactly?
Well, this is what they said. They said we don't want to promote green hunting anything, but what we can do when you come out here, we can organize a fucking a police sting to fucking arrest poachers.
Wow, that's amazing.
Fuck yeah.
And so that sounds like, oh my God, you picture like poachers like killing rhinos and shit, but this was a little bit like smaller scale operation, thank God. They said there's this the intersection where guys who have stolen turtles from the wild, wild tortoises, like poaching them. They're illegally selling turtles to people who stop at the intersection. They're trying to like, and we're going to fucking go with the police, everyone in plain clothes.
At the intersection, like where they sell churros downtown at the intersection?
In South Africa.
But instead they're selling turtles? They're selling turtles.
Fucking turtles. They come up to your car and they're like, we got turtles.
You want a fucking turtle right now?
Right?
Hey man, do you want a turtle?
I would always answer yes. I love turtles.
I like
right,
turtles.
Right, but here, the, but these, little do you know. You know, so they're going to fucking arrest these sons of bitches, right? They're like, you know, so we go in there, like we've put 3 days into this, like of like planning with like, we're in their offices, this and that. They're like, in the fucking cops. And like, once we have documented, we have them with the turtle, then we're going to say like the code word. We're going to grab these fucking guys with the cops. We're going to arrest them. And we're like, fuck yeah, we're in. So then the thing was like, when it actually came the day to do it,
no one had turtles.
No. Wait, they always have fucking turtles. When it came the day to
everyone
do it.
Everyone loves turtles.
When it came the fucking day to do it, the cops, having found out that it was Steve-O with his fucking crew with cameras, the cops backed out. They're we don't want to. We can't have these fucking American assholes filming us. So the cops backed out. You would think that the bust would be off, but the fucking the animal rights people, they were like, oh well, shit, let's go through it. They're like, let's just do it anyway, because they so wanted like me with my platform, with my project, like to actually like, you know, help their cause.
So we
meet up and they're like, okay, the cops backed out, and we had extensive discussions about the legality of this, and we've determined that that we can go through with it, and we can deputize you to fuck it. So now
you're arresting them.
Now all of a sudden
you are
it's
the
up
sergeant
to
of the Venezuelan Navy.
South Korean
Now it's literally up to us to fucking arrest poachers in Africa with our bare hands.
This
is the most fucking hilarious thing.
We call
thing.
That flipping the switch
like,
in America.
We're like, dude, okay, you know. So thankfully, like the when we pulled up, the turtle people, first thing they did was say they have turtles. But then one of them recognized one of these fucking animal rights dudes and then blew the whistle. He's like, yo. And so then all of a sudden they're like, no, we don't have turtles.
Can you imagine that scenario? Steve-O so walking up to the car and saying like,
well, dude, if the guy
you got fucking
to,
turtles in this if, car, if they, I'm going to search the car. So if you have turtles, you fucking tell
me
right now.
The guy comes up to us. It's a reverse sting. So like the guy's got to come to us. And he's got to produce a turtle.
Oh, how big are the turtles?
It's like a drug bust. You know, like they're very.
The turtles.
What's the price on them? About
they wanted 850 rand, which is about 80 bucks.
Are they a tortoise or a turtle?
A tortoise.
A big tortoise.
They range in size.
And then you eat them. They couldn't cook them, right?
So the thing, and I'm sitting there thinking, okay, these people, like their budget has gone into this. They're spread real thin. Like, I cannot afford to have, to have this be a failure because of me. If a guy pulls out a fucking turtle, he's going down. I can't let these people down, you know? And I'm committed. I'm just certain. I'm fucking like, but then they recognize the dude. So I'm like, fuck, we're not going to get the footage. And the only thing is, at least it wasn't my fault. You know, at least I didn't do it. But there are four of us out there. The other two, they're like, okay, cool. They go down to like another fucking intersection.
There were churros at that intersection.
The dude
turtles.
The dude busts out a fucking couple turtles.
Hey, man, you want
these
turtles?
They got them on camera. They said the go word. Meanwhile, this is in South Africa where like there's this is the most violent fucking country ever.
Yeah.
Like everyone
South Africa's sketchy.
It's sketchy as fuck.
One of my friends out there just got abducted.
My home, yeah.
Stay safe now.
Right.
See good?
My homeboy fucking sees a turtle. He hears the code word.
What was the code word? Out of curiosity.
It's getting late. It's getting late. Like the negotiations have gone long enough. We've got the evidence.
The agent is getting laid. Move in. Move in.
You're like, wait a sec, what? So do you want me to go?
Dude, my homeboy went savage.
Oh, really?
My homeboy went fucking savage.
Full send?
He fucking fully said. And dude, he's going for it. Thank God he's not that. Like good at fighting or coordinated, but dude, he committed to the point where the footage is epic. The fucking the guy like is the turtle tussle.
The turtle. So they went at it.
No, the turtle tussle. Like, they're tussling, dude.
Over the turtle.
They're fucking fighting. Well, no, he's like, "Here's come with me." He's like,
"Fuck you, motherfucker!"
Yeah, you know, the dude doesn't. The dude's on. This was like the ringleader too.
Whoa!
And he's like,
"Oh, you got the El Chapo of turtles."
He's going to prison, dude. He's going to prison. He doesn't want to go to prison. My buddy's tussling with my buddy eats shit. One of the animals.
Sorry, what was the last part there?
Did he literally?
I never know with you guys.
This guy's fucking, the animal rights lady's fucking keeps chasing. Motherfucker pulls a knife.
Oh, whoa.
Motherfucker pulls a knife. He's like, yeah, you want to arrest me? And she's like, I'm good. so whatever. He's got all kinds of, like,
you know what you do.
So he got away. Document. Did he get away?
He got away, but then cops came in after the fact and we have all the evidence. So they'll nab the guy for pulling the knife and like all this and that. Like imagine like, and we rescued some fucking turtles, man.
Hell yeah.
You know what you do when someone pulls a knife on you? You skyjack in their face.
Facts.
Dude, it's, like,
it's worked for me.
If my homeboy was better at wrestling, like if it was you, you'd have got stabbed. Because you'd have the guy, you would have had him fucking pinned him down, and you would have fucking shanked got his knife ass. Fucking stabbed.
Not
him.
If I skyjack in his face.
Logan Paul, dude. Logan
stabbed
Paul
by turtle.
By a turtle poacher.
So you're serious?
Kind of badass, though. That might be one of the things that you look back on. You're like, damn, I'm glad I got stabbed by that turtle poacher.
Right.
Steve-O, you're about the animals. Steve-O is for the animals. So and you want to catch poachers, and you also had this idea for green hunting. Me and Logan were talking yesterday about this. We want to set up a group of people that actually go and green hunt the poachers. So like we actually shoot the poachers with tranquilizer darts.
I don't remember having this conversation
you were indisposed, nonetheless.
There are poacher hunters. And technically we were doing that sort of. But as far as shooting them.
With tranquilizers.
With the tranquilizers.
Blow darts.
I'm sure it's happened, but I just can't, like, I can't fuck with
that's
that.
That's intense.
Yeah.
They can fire back.
Not to change the subject, but speaking of turtles, Steve-O, is there any chance that the earth is floating through space on a turtle's back?
In some quantum realm, I'm sure
what about in this realm?
What about this? What shape do you think the earth is? I'm just going to get to
what
the point.
What shape? I'm going to go with round.
Okay. We're going to table that discussion.
Yeah, I'm not a flat earther. No. Okay.
We're going to table that discussion. But you do know about the conversation, yeah?
Sure. Yeah, I think it's hilarious.
So
and I was fortunate to go in, you know, actually faster than the speed of sound in a Russian MiG fighter jet to the edge of the Earth's atmosphere.
Not the edge of the Earth, though.
The edge of the Earth's atmosphere. Okay. Like a commercial flight flies like 30,000 feet. I was 90,000 feet.
Holy shit.
And
that's really high.
Yeah, in Russia. And like, so it's like sunny out, you know, it's like noon, blue sky, perfect sun. I went fucking firing up to the edge of the Earth's atmosphere to the point where it's straight night, you know, and I'm looking at the Earth from the fucking Russian MiG fighter jet at the edge of the Earth's atmosphere. And I can tell you.
Did you see curvature?
It was round.
Would you look at that?
I have a question, switching gears again. Is there a stunt that we could all join in that you have on, and that's not done yet?
Steve-O, can you put a staple in my leg right now?
I mean, I think you can do that.
Well, hey, check this out. So during this podcast, I actually drew a self-portrait of you. It's a portrait of you.
Yeah, portrait of me. That's good.
That's accurate.
This is
it's pretty good.
My depiction of Steve-O.
I like it.
And since Steve-O, again, you inspired me growing up to do stunts and things on the internet, which I can thank you for my career and the things that I've done. I felt it was only appropriate if we did a stunt right now, if you're down.
All right. I mean,
really?
Sure.
I,
Let's wrap it up with a stunt.
I want you to staple this to my face.
Staple it to your face?
I have a stapler here.
You really want it stapled to your face?
I want you to do it.
I've never seen him this responsible.
I want you to staple this picture of you that I drew to my face.
Get a deep breath.
Hey, does Jeff know about this?
The
picture of Steve-O stapled to my face?
It's been cleared by the team.
Stapled to your face?
Like on my cheek. What do you think of that? Is that stupid?
Well, yeah, what do you think, Canary?
I would be like, I would be a little nervous about it going into a tooth
or something. Well, no, the cheek.
Yeah, but right on the other side is your
Steve-O, how about up top on the hairline? Like over here.
No, wait, what is it?
No,
forehead?
Top is
forehead?
Like way thinner.
What a fun
the
conversation.
The skull is right next to the skin.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I don't think that there's any really
listen,
good
listen,
good
Steve-O, I need you on my body somewhere. Steve-O, where are we stapling? You tell me.
How about full nip?
Full nip.
Oh, shit. That's almost worse.
That sounds like what we call a full send, Steve-O.
Okay, how about...
No. The answer is yes, of course I'm doing my nipple. Oh, my God, though.
Yeah, I know, man. I have a BB in my nipple still.
Stinny, you're lying.
Yeah, dude, check it out. Feel.
Right here. It's been there for 8 years.
Goodness.
That was the video I referenced. I said I saw you get a BB gun.
It's still in there. Yeah.
Do you set metal detectors off at the airport?
No.
Any intentions of taking the BB out?
God, no. I love that fucking thing.
God, no.
Here we go.
Try to sell it and get some money if you're ever in trouble.
I like your commitment to the face. I remember the first fucking... the first idea that I pitched for Jackass 3, I was like, I showed up at the office and I'm like, dude, Knoxville, I had this fucking dream. It was last night. I had this fucking dream. And in my dream, we're on the movie set and the director has got a Sharpie marker and he's drawing a fucking,
dick.
He's drawing a dartboard on my face, like with the fuck, you know, he's like with a circle and the fucking, and then like that, the implication in my dream was that you guys are going to throw darts at my face. And Knoxville said, Mr. O, I applaud your commitment, but that's dark even for us. And then
that's how you know you pull the plug. Yeah.
So then, I was like, I was not fucking giving up. I waited for the director to show up, and he's just an evil bastard. So the director shows up.
What's his name?
Jeff Tremaine.
I've had a meeting with him.
Yeah.
A couple. He's
right. He's an evil person. Tremaine walks in, and I tell him the idea. He says, I like it. But the problem is that the lawyers aren't going to approve it because it's imitatable. Like if something's easily imitatable, then there's liability concerns. Yeah. So then now we're all together in the room and Knoxville says, oh, well, there is this guy who can is called named Will the Farter. And so I was talking to him about doing with his asshole.
Yeah. He could play the trumpet out his ass.
Yeah. And do a blow dart gun, but blow darts out of the blow dart gun with his asshole, like farting on command.
That is incredible.
And he's like, he says it wouldn't be imitatable if he blew a dart out of his fucking asshole into your face with a blow dart gun. Yeah. So that was the first thing we filmed.
I can see it.
Discover you can do that.
Yeah.
That was fucking crazy. The guy's there. We're talking to him. He was like born without an asshole.
Weird, hate to see that.
Some weird shit.
Yeah,
that's
sad.
To see
that. I couldn't imagine.
He's one of the guys he shits out of his belly button. Is that how he shits?
I don't know if he shits out of his belly button.
I made that up. I was taking a fucking stab.
I think they had...
I apologize.
Yo, well, listen.
They had like some weird thing. The peck is the way to go. An opportunity to take your shirt
Steve-O,
off.
Steve-O, staple the fucking thing to his face. Cut the shit.
No. It's not,
cut the fucking
shit. Am I really about
dude.
To staple no, Steve-O's face to my nipple?
Let's go to the nipple.
Holy shit.
All right.
I'll give it a little play-by-play
here.
All right,
so this is going to be the big ender? Are we going to do an outro with this?
Yeah, we're all going to skyjack. on fucking...
While everyone's getting ready for the epic staple.
Oh, shit. Wait, hold up. Nah, never mind.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to do my little sign-off here.
Please,
I'm on my bucket list. If you want to see the fucked up shit and hear the rest of the ideas for the bucket list and actually see skyjacking and the rest of it, then my tour dates are on my website.
We're going to put it in the description. Everything,
okay,
all this is in the description.
And New York State. I'm all over New York State the rest of this month. Miami next. And follow me on Instagram.
Go see Steve-O.
You got any shows in LA?
January 15th.
We're coming.
Let's go.
Hollywood Improv.
We're coming.
All right.
We invited?
Of course you are.
Hell
amazing.
January 15th, Hollywood Improv. Okay.
Let's go.
Let's see how many I can pump in there.
Woo! Well, we're going for multiple, more than one. All right. Yeah, it's got to stay on.
Oh, wait, fuck! Oh, shit!
Wow.
Get it. Upstairs. Oh.
Get it.
Get it.
Okay. Stay still.
Oh, no.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I got four of them.
Oh, my God.
I got four in.
Did you get one in the nipple? You might have to have one just for keepsake.
Thank you, Steve-O. Yeah.
Dude, I'm thoroughly impressed by your pad, dude.
Thank you.
And your operation.
Thank you. I've only been able to do it because of my phenomenal audience and being able to do what I love has been
and inspiration.
Like, thanks to you, dude. Seriously.
And like, I'll tell you, man, I'm like, you got me inspired, dude. You got me inspired to fucking
I love that.
To really turn up the heat on the fucking on the content.
Skyjack all over him, Steve-O. Don't let him fuck with you.
Yeah, right. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Impulsive. Again, we're going to do an audio version only right now for Spotify and iTunes exclusively. If you are not subscribed, make sure to do so. YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, rate us 5 stars. We'll send you $9. Episode number 10 with Steve-O is a wrap. Again, thank you for watching. I love you. Take it easy, man.
Yeah. See ya. Woo.
All right, so Steve-O's face is no longer on my nipple. We decided for sanitary reasons to remove it.
It's on the wall.
It's on the wall now.
It is on the Impulsive Wall of Fame.
By the way, I got to tell you, that is a great fucking drawing, dude.
It is.
It's not bad, right?
No,
it's yeah. Everything is accurate except the glasses are a little circular.
Yeah.
Other than that, perfect.
All right, so yo, it's not going to take long. I just want to know real quick, when you guys would do stunts on the set of Jackass, were they real when you guys would surprise each other? Are those real?
Yeah, yeah.
Or is it's not acting?
Yeah, there's we didn't fake shit.
No.
It's like fuck fake shit, dude.
Yeah, that was real.
I mean,
yeah, that was a great question, but kind of sucked.
What about fake? What about fake tits?
Phony Maloney's?
Yeah.
sometimes titties are hurting and they need some help, you know?
Yeah.
It sucks when you can tell where the real part ends and the fake part begins. It also sucks when like they're so like
hard,
you know.
It's almost like a turtle shell,
stuffed
under the fucking skin,
you know. But sometimes like you're gonna take perfectly good titties and you're gonna ruin them. And sometimes they actually need help, so it's a case by case basis.
For sure. Speaking of titties,
yeah.
STDs. Have you ever killed an STD with vodka? Like
about fire?
No.
Like you've never fucked and then been like, shit, I definitely have something. And then you take vodka and just rub it on your.
No.
Nah.
Does anyone feel like that's.
I've done it. I'll be honest with you, I've done it a couple hundred times. I've definitely.
Alcohol.
Done it. Anything with alcohol.
Yeah.
Even one time milk, just because I was just like, I don't know.
Milk?
Yeah.
I feel like I was with you and you tried to convince me to do the same.
Because why not? But it was it was almond milk.
Yo, are you?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Are you tied with MGK? He has a song. I'm a wild boy.
Uh-huh.
Call me Steve-O. Hey. Bitch.
He did a tattoo on me with a BB gun.
He tattooed you?
Yeah, I got him to draw a smiley face with a BB gun and then smear tattoo ink. I smeared the ink, but.
That's dope.
Nice. It's on the booty.
Holy shit. Right that's
next,
amazing.
Right next to Steve-O's most infamous tattoo ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That says your name.
Your name
on his butt.
So I did a couple of videos with MGK.
I love it. Colson's a friend. We're both from Ohio.
Yeah, so, dude.
Steve-O, is it true that you changed your ways because someone told you that you'd have to answer for the shit that you do wrong on this planet? Is that one of the reasons?
That was my motivation for initially stopping to eat meat.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Why vegan? Kip said you had a story that you like walked out on something.
Yeah. That was something that I talked about in his What the Health documentary.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I'm not sure I agree with their theory that eating sugar doesn't cause diabetes. Was that?
Yeah, that is one of the arguments they made.
I think that's a controversial theory.
Yeah, I agree.
And the only eating animal products is responsible for diabetes. Yeah. And eating sugar is okay.
Well, yeah, I think if you're
I think that's a dangerous I think it's a dangerous message.
I agree.
I think that people who are motivated by compassion, who want to be careful not to be cruel to animals, and that's the reason for going vegan, should be candid about that.
Yeah.
I think that trying to really, like, you know, be like, oh, no, like, if you eat meat, that's what's going to give you...
I mean, I don't know. I just think people like the vegan community has, I think, put forth some pretty incorrect shit, like because they're motivated by wanting to be nice to animals. And I just think that let's just call it what it is. Let's be nice to animals and don't try to twist the science.
So is that
certain ways
the motivation?
Because I mean, I don't know. Like, and I don't even know why I'm talking shit about this right now. But I just like because I was in that documentary, and then I was like, Actually, I googled up, and there are like videos. People are saying I'm vegan and. Like what a lot of shit in that documentary just wasn't true.
Is it that it's not true? Is it it's that like, it's not true, Steve-O, or would you say that it's not different. Yet proven? Do you know what I'm saying? Because like, I feel like I a lot of the studies on it, and Spencer knows everything about
if
this,
you look into it,
are new.
If you look into the What the Health documentary that I was in, like, you know, and maybe the people who are wrong, but there is certainly some dispute about the facts that they put forth in that documentary.
Yeah. Well, there's some definitely intense arguments, but on the other end, there's some great arguments that prove that consuming like bacon, like the World Health Organization put bacon and sausage on a list of carcinogenics.
Sure. Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
So if you eat those, it's proven by the World Health
Organization. I completely buy that.
Yeah, right.
And I love it. And I think, you know, I thought the Cowspiracy documentary is great.
Yeah.
I just get a little bit frustrated when I'm like, fuck, you know, like.
Yeah.
Are you twisting science? Are you twisting facts? Because you have one motivation. And so then like, you know.
Yeah. Whenever you go to that extreme, it pushes people away further. Like you were saying earlier.
And when I saw the videos of people saying I'm vegan and that fucking vegan documentary is bullshit.
Yeah.
Do you ever crave Whoppers?
That pissed me off. Yeah. I love Whoppers.
I know you do. Do you still crave them?
I haven't like, now you. I don't think about it much, but I used to love Whoppers.
I have a creepy Steve-O story.
Oh yeah.
Really? Yeah, dude. And it segues off this perfectly. So there's a fast food vegan spot that's pretty hot. But Veggie Grill.
Oh yeah, okay.
I lived in Hollywood, and one day you walked into Veggie Grill. I was eating, and I was like, "Oh, Steve-O, like super inspired, you know." But I was like, "I don't like approaching celebrities, especially when they're eating. Yeah. Like it's weird." So I was just like, "All right, I'm just gonna watch them eat Veggie Grill." So I just watched you eat Veggie Grill.
So he voyeurismed you instead of taking.
I didn't really watch like, you, but I was just like, "Dude, it's dope."
Cool, Steve-O's there.
The universe, like inside of me, I was like, "Yo, hey, you're gonna meet him again someday."
That's dope. I wish a lot of people would get that message. Have you ever been like just so just had such an urge to make a video about like the etiquette of people taking photos with you? Like, for God fucking sakes, have it on selfie. How fucking difficult is that? They go up to you like, hey, can I take a photo? And then they start pulling their fucking phone out. And then they ask your buddy, hey, can you take this? No, it's not my buddy's fucking job to take your fucking photo. It's the age of the selfie, pal.
Yeah.
You fucking put it on selfie, have it fucking ready and pop off. Pop the fucking selfie and
get the fuck away from it.
Yo,
it's the age of the selfie, pal. Take a fucking selfie. Be ready.
The age of
pop
the selfie.
It off. Pop that thing off.
Logan, some of them are shaking too.
That slows the process down. But that's okay. They're nervous. But he made a conscious decision a couple years ago to attempt to stopping for pictures even. So when you take a picture with him, he says, okay, come take a picture. Like, be in my face, take the picture, and then let me continue.
Just because, you know, if you're at the mall, you stop. Yeah. You stop every 5 minutes. You can't get anything
done.
And
then you get stopped.
I also have one rule. My one rule is that I will not take pictures with people if I'm eating in the middle of a dinner.
That's basic.
And I say it nicely. I go, yo, I appreciate you. Thank you. I have a rule. I don't take pictures with people when I'm eating. If you wait till I'm done, I'll do it. Yep. But then
that sucks even more because now you're eating and you know that there's this fucking creepy, like lingering, fucking lurking. Yeah. It's like just fucking.
So you didn't even know that I was creepy lingering. I was just creepy lingering, bro.
You were stealth lingering.
You see him like peeking around corners, like, and you're like, is he done yet?
Right. But yeah, no, I never turned down a picture, but I just get fucking frustrated when people just can't like.
have it ready and fucking make it easy.
Yeah. I agree. I also try to empathize as hard as I can, but also can relate to you on a very deep level. But yo, I think, does anyone else have anything you want to ask? I feel like it's good. We've kept you here a long time.
Oh, dude, I'm stoked, man.
Yo, seriously. Thanks, thank brother. You, bro.
Hey, dude, it's a pleasure.
Follows YouTube.
Again,
subscribe to his YouTube.
Links for all this stuff will be in the description, guys. Check out Steve-O, buy tickets to his tour.
Yeah, dude.
Again, thank you, my man.
I do the free meet and greet after every show too, man. Like every ticket to my show is a backstage pass too.
That's so cool.
Except you don't even have to go backstage.
So if you got those, those phony balonies, phony malonies, bring those bad boys to Steve-O's backstage.
Audio only, impulsive. Thank you. Subscribe. Peace.
Love you.
Yeah, dude.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.